In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Lord has a message for us today, how to overcome spiritual warfares, how the devil works, and how we can, resist. So basically, he said the devil has a principle in overcoming people. And this principle is called divide and conquer. اللي هي بالعربي فرق تسد الشيطان بيفرق عشان يسود divide and conquer divide who against who Jesus said here any kingdom is divided against itself will not stand and every house is divided against itself will not stand also what is the devil trying to divide me from three things number one dividing me from myself. Meaning, convincing me to live a double life. That the life at home is different than life at church, different than life at work. And being comfortable with that, living with this mentality for a long time, until I almost become two people, two behaviors, or even more. That's why the virtue of integrity, meaning the same person will act the same way, whether he's by himself or with people or with no one. You know, that's integrity. And you know the word integrity is being integrated, being one, and not being divided against myself. The devil tries to convince me that life at work, different than my personal life, then my prayer life, try to divide this and to separate that. And that's what the scribes and Pharisees fell into, and they became hypocrites. Even though they knew religion very well, even though they knew the law and the commandments and all of this, but their own personal life, walk with God, was completely different than this. When and how this separation happens? This separation doesn't happen overnight. It actually happens over time, and it starts by little things. By little things, letting them go. You know, saying, you know, a hurtful word, or using a foul language that it didn't register to my mind, and I didn't make a big deal out of it. And maybe the language outside different than the language inside. And little by little, the separation becomes clear. The separation or the lack of integrity or the separation between the person and himself comes from the lack of self-awareness, me knowing myself. And the church gave us a good exercise to prevent that from happening, something that we can do every single day to prevent this separation, which is called self-examination. Self-examination, something that used to be done at night before someone goes to sleep. And that's why when you look at the prayer of the 11th hour and the 12th hour of the Agbaya, which is supposed to be prayed at the end of the day, you will find that it goes on with the same theme. You know, like the absolution of the 12th hour, all sins that we have sinned against you this day, whether by deed or word or thought or through all senses, what is this? That's a review over the day. That's going through my day. Whatever I said, whatever I thought about, this action that happened, that wasn't good. Not proud of that. I'm sure that this maybe grieved the Holy Spirit within me. I don't want that. And all what it takes is just this self-examination, clearing the conscience, clearing the heart from inside. So when I sleep, I feel like, you know, I'm united with myself and I'm united with God. This separation is the worst thing. And that's actually what causes a lot of stress. Most of the stress in our life, believe it or not, is caused, you know, because there is a tension between two things. Two powers are fighting. But the more I'm united with myself, the more actually I'm healthy emotionally, and I'm healthy spiritually. St. Augustine said, that no one can know God without knowing himself. So I have to know, I have to be aware of myself, aware of my actions. And as I said, as human beings, we will fall. But all what it takes, just the clearing the records at the end of the day. So divide and conquer. The devil wants to divide me from myself. Lack of integrity, separation, and the solution for that is self-examination at the end of the day. Right? Good morning. Are you awake? I know my soothing voice put you to sleep. I'm sorry. So that's the first thing. Divide and conquer me and myself. Second is me and God / the church. So the devil also wants to separate me from God. Through what? Through different things. Sometimes through tribulation. Someone gets in trouble. Why did you do this to me, God? Someone is tempted. You know, I'm so far away from God. Since I sinned, you know, I'm not supposed to be like, God is disgusted at me. God cannot stand me. Or something else is through offenses. Someone is offended by a church member, a church leader, something like this. If these are the church people that are doing that, I don't want God and I don't want the church. The reasons are many. But St. Paul says, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Life or death or angels or principalities, nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Offenses will come. Amongst the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, there was Judas. So don't be surprised when you see some people in the church who are not behaving as Christians, even if they were leaders in the church. Why? Because, you know, we have a free will. And some people will choose that route. But don't be deceived, because the devil will use any excuse. The result in the end is to separate you from God. I'll tell you another way, cunning way to separate us from church. So, sometimes we're doubting something. Why should I fast? Why should I fast? Why fasting? Forget about this. Put this aside. Why the Agabea prayer and the Psalms and all of this? Doesn't make sense. I like to pray my own prayer. So that's the beginning. The purpose is not just to pray or not to fast. That's not the purpose of the devil. But the purpose is to separate you from a church and eventually God. Because when you leave one thing, two things, three things, you're going to end up drifting away. And in the end, the gap will be bigger and you find yourself separating. A lot of people, when they when they move, you know, or get married or get into a new phase in their lives, I tell them, whatever you used to do, try to keep that. Whatever you learned in your childhood, whatever treasure you received, you know, from church, try your best to keep that. This is what's going to keep you integrated with God. Some people get upset at, you know, sensitive, Abuna didn't ask about me, didn't visit me. It's not the Abuna thing. The devil, in the end, want to separate me from church and eventually God. How can I solve that? Whether through temptation or trial or offenses, what do I do so these things never separate me from God? The church put actually something, you know, a safety valve for that. The church put for us the sacrament of confession, and not just the sacrament of confession, spiritual guidance. The book of Proverbs said, in the multitude of counselors, there are safety. So ask. Sometimes I see something as a big deal, and I'm willing to do, you know, I'm willing to leave God and the church and everything because I'm seeing something from a point of view. All what I need, someone who's got more experience than me, sit with me and tells me, you know what, it's not that way. Don't look at it this way, you know. This is just a very narrow view. Look at it wider view or bigger view. So he can help me to understand that. So the devil wants to divide me by myself. And the safety is daily self-examination cleansing everything before I go to sleep. The second is separating me from God or separating me from church. Always use guidance. You're offended by something. You don't believe in something. Some of your beliefs fell apart. Go and ask and check and ask for guidance. Because or if you're in trial, you're in difficult situations, you know, don't let your pride stop you from going and asking for help. This is where you need God most. A lot of people come and say, I haven't been praying for a couple of weeks since I got this problem. That's when you need God most. But all what is needed here is just some spiritual guidance. Some spiritual guidance, you know, so I don't drift from God or from church. As I said, the trick of the devil, divide and conquer. Whether to divide me from myself or divide me from God, church, or the third one is dividing me from the body of Christ. Meaning, the people who give me support and strength, whether they're family or friends or a small group or a partner, whatever it is, the devil always wants to divide this, because in loneliness, in singleness, in someone by himself, he can get him, you know. But two are better than one, as the Bible says. When Jesus sent his disciples, he sent them two by two. Why? Because there is protection. There is safety. Okay? So the devil wants to separate me from the support that I get. And usually, you know, when you ask me, like, who are these people? I don't know who they are for you. But I hope that you have close relationships. People that you can pray with. That's actually how you know if you're close to someone or not. This is the body of Christ. This is the good friend, whether he or she is a spouse or a friend or family, whatever. Anyone that you can pray with. Anyone that you can stand and open your heart with and just offer prayer, you know, with God. And as the famous saying, family praying together stays together. Family prays together, stays together. So this is a protection for the relationship. So your friend did something that was not good. Did something mean, something bad, like ignored you, something like this. Some people let it go as nothing happened. Not sure if this is good or not. Some people says, well, you've done that. You brought it upon yourself. Cut off. Let's just talk and that's it. Cut off. A lot of times people cut off friends and close people from just the first mistake or the first problem. Where in Matthew 18, Jesus told us exactly what to do. He said, if your brother sins against you, go and talk to your brother, you and your brother alone. What if he doesn't listen? Go to step two. Take someone with you. What if he doesn't listen? Go to step three. Take the church with you. What if he doesn't listen to the church? Let him become for you as a tax collector or heathen. What does that mean? I should do my best to keep my brother. And he says that in the first verse. If he listens to you, you've won your brother. The goal here is not to confront my brother, and the goal here is not just to get my anger out, but the goal is to win him, not to lose him. Why? Because I need him, and he needs me. And that's why Jesus put for us, and the church put for us, the body. We are in a body. You know, we are not supposed to be by ourselves. Anyone by himself will be fought unbelievable fight and will never be able to stand. That's what it says in Ephesians 6, that the warfare of the devil is so strong, but against that, against like the body of Christ, he's defeated. Against humility, he's defeated, you know. So separating me from close relationships, close people, supportive people, what do I do? Two things, prayer and forgiveness. In any relationship, as long as we live, I will hurt you, you will hurt me. Whether intentionally or not intentionally. We're human beings. We walk around, you know, we bump into each other, we hurt each other. Whether we like it or not, whether we intend to do this or not, it's going to happen. The closest people to you most likely will hurt you most. You know, so what do I do? Cut off everyone? No, not necessarily. Confront, you know, go tell your brother, you know, I don't want you to sin against me like this. I don't think I'm sinning to you. Okay, let's ask someone else. Let's ask the church. You know, trying my best to keep the relationships, good relationships, prayerful relationships, you know, applying forgiveness and applying prayer. So let's review that again. So divide and conquer is the way the devil wants to fight us. Divide me from myself through lack of integrity, through separation, through divided life. Solution for that? Daily self-examination. I'm a good student, by the way. See? Come on. Yeah. Wake up for the liturgy. You have a liturgy now. So let's just get going. So number one, wants to divide me from? Very good. And, you know, how to defeat that? Daily self-examination. Very good. The second is to divide me from God or church. Through what? Trials? Temptations? Offenses. Very, very good. How to overcome that? Spiritual guidance. Very good. Some people are listening here. Spiritual guidance. You know, so I can see the clear picture. And the third, he wants to separate me from the body of Christ. And how to overcome that? Prayer with the people that I'm close to. And second, forgiveness. Because what destroys relationships, not problems, but usually lack of forgiveness. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.